a big round pumpkin sat on top step of the porch. Suddenly I heard my mom calling me to help pick which pumpkin to carve. I picked a shiny, big, fat pumpkin. When I went to carve it, the pumpkin started talking. It said, "Please, no, no, please don't carve me." This pumpkin wanted to be the way it was, but my mom said, "Hurry up." So I said, "Sorry, but I have to carve you." Then I said, "Okay, I will put you back in the garden." I got another one that didn't talk. That was freaky.
Thank you, Valerie. A round of applause for her. Let's hear Andrew's pumpkin details.
My pumpkin is big, and it has a name. It is late at night, and it was late at night, and it was 12 o'clock at night, and when we were trick-or-treating, and the pumpkin was talking to the teenagers and said, "Boo!" The teenagers ran away late at night. The pumpkin.
Ooh, so we have some new characters in Angie's story with the pumpkin and the teenagers. Let's go ahead and give her a round of applause. And the last one we're going to listen to, Ryan, let's hear about your pumpkin.
I wasn't done yet, but I'm going to read the rest that I have.
Good, we'll read what you have. I like it.
I was amazed to see an excellent and huge pumpkin in the fields of a barn. It was orangish, brownish color, and a cluster of people arrived to observe the pumpkin, and the people were sad because me, Mom, and Dad sold it. When we bought it home, we carved it eyes, nose, and a mouth. It was fun to take out the brains out. Today was a fun day, too.
That's how much I had.